views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show is coming up right next.
The following audio is via a Skype call.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail.
Wow, hey everybody, great to have you. Welcome, welcome. Thanks for tuning us in and turning us on. You know what? Sue Storm, the angel ladies in the house. We're going to talk about soaring with the angels, like soar, like fly up, fly with the eagles, fly like an eagle, whatever that means to you. And really, that journey is a personal one. You know, it's one where you may not be able to see yourself doing that. But what is the question that we could talk about today? You know, are there angels that can bring prosperity, success, fulfillment into our lives? Is there a way for that to happen? How do we allow that to happen? And more importantly, what is it about our conversations with the angels that either work or don't work? As we always do, this is a live call-in show, 1-800-930-2819. Now, why do we open up the phone lines? Because there are three reasons, really. One is if you want to talk about a specific thing going on in your life and you would love to know which angel to communicate with, that's what Sue will help you with. If you want some angelic insight into how to move beyond that situation or problem, that's what Sue Storm's in the house for. Or if the last thing is you don't know who your angels are, Sue has made an entire lifetime of connecting so that each angel has an identity and they are also identified with you. So she'll tell you who your angels are. 1-800-930-2819. Sue, great to have you.
Oh, hi, Dr. Pat. How's everything going with you?
Well, you know that I mentioned this in the last show. You know that Jupiter has gone full circle now and is back in Sagittarius. And so that in itself is really great news for everybody. But for me, my little quadruple Sagittarius that I am, it's amazing, right? And, you know, I kind of knew it was going to be amazing before I even knew that. But part of this really is, this is the year to step out. What are you finding?
That you're absolutely right. It is the year to step out. Get out, do things, and again, soar with the angels. That's what this year is all about. That's what this month is all about. Learning how to be light enough, healed enough, happy enough to literally soar with the angels. That's our goal for this month.
So what is it that you, I mean, you're working with people across the globe. You know, what are you sensing folks are feeling? What are they seeing? What are they thinking?
What it seems to be, and of course everyone is different because they have different issues, but what it seems to be is getting rid of the past, clearing out the things that weren't good, that didn't work, getting their eyes on the future, getting their vision in front of them. And again, just soaring, going forward and into the vision, things that they wanted to do all their life, but for one reason or another have not been able to do. And now it's time. It is absolutely time. This is when we clear the past and gallop into the future. That's the words that the angel just used. It's time to get going for and accomplish our life's purpose. That each of us has one. Let's get it accomplished. Let's get going on that.
One of the things somebody said was they're talking about this, and they said they were referring to 2018 as this dead, if you're feeling dead inside because of this retrograde filled year, that was last year. They say you're not alone. But then we're talking about a new energy, right, of 2019. What do you think this is about in terms of angels, angel messages, and what are the angels that are showing up now to represent this feeling?
Okay, so what they're telling me is light, lightness, light of heart, and more joy. Their goal is to just bring more light. Joseph is the angel of joy. Raise your vibrations, become lighter, lift you onto the next level. Let's see, what other angels? Tarina, the angel of attraction. This is the year to attract what you want. Jeremiah, the angel of financial security. That's easier this year than last year. Eileen, the angel of happiness. Why not? She's here, raising her hand.
Well, look, for those of you out there, and I got a text message. Yes, Jupiter is a ginormous planet. And no, it hasn't gone through. This is from Stacy. It hasn't gone. It hasn't been in Sagittarius since 2006. Thank you for reminding me of that. I'm thinking, wow, has it really been that long? Woo, that's a long time. But today, it's about bringing everything fast forward to where we are in the moment and really taking a look at how we are going to rev this up a few thousand notches as we move forward, because it is the time to move forward. You know, so much so, it's really interesting, Sue. I looked at my calendar this morning and I thought, wow, okay, that's a lot of people that I'm talking with today. And I just started to think about what it is about this year that is engaging us, everybody on our team, actually, whether it's Kat or Carter or Linda or Kim or, you know, Chris or Jessica, you know, the engagement, you know, the level of interest in people expanding and hosting their own shows and all sorts of things. It's really beautiful to watch in people.
I agree. And as you're talking, my head is nodding yes. My angels are saying yes, yes, yes. That's true.
So give us the message from them about this.
Don't be afraid to move forward. I know they're saying, I know it's the unknown. I know it's something you haven't done. Have the courage. This is a year of courage, the courage to step forward, the courage to move into the new. This is a special year. And you're right, Dr. Pat, it is a special year.
For those of you out there, Sue, tell folks what's going to happen as they call into the show.
Yeah, okay. So if you're calling into the show, you will get the names of your angels. And everybody has three angels that are with them for their life's purpose. When you know the angels, you know about your life's purpose. You can move forward. There's less bumps in the road. And angels are there to help you. They want you to be successful. They want you to be happy. They want you to feel loved. So we're going to talk about what can happen for you, what you want, what you're supposed to have in your life and just hasn't manifested yet. And then a little mini reading where you can ask a question, make it as specific as possible. Don't just say, tell me about my job or something very vague or general. Give me exactly what you want to know and your angels will answer the question and they'll help you get to the next level and energize you. This is a soaring with the angels. It's a lot about energizing too, Dr. Pat. So this should be very good.
totally about energizing. For those of you out there, we're taking your calls. 1-800-930-2819. 1-800-930-2819. We have opened up phone lines. Sue, also, can you tell folks about what it is that you've written about? Give folks a sense of the books, because, you know, you've written books that enable people to literally really connect and find out more about this. Yeah?
Oh, absolutely. Okay. So there's three Angel First Aid books, but they are very handy little, I guess you'd call them a handbook. What do you need? When do you need it? What angel can help you? There's a directory of remedies, little visualizations, exercises, remedies, techniques. We call them angel first aid techniques. What to do to make things better. It gives you what angel to call on, what remedy to do, and they work. They're easy. They're simple. This is not a hard, difficult. You have to meditate for 45 minutes. There's no long-term thing that you have to do. And the remedies are easy, simple, quick, effective, and they work. And you can turn your life around. These are wonderful books. And you can get them at my website, theangellady.net, theangellady.net, or my number is 800-323-1790.
Awesome.
Yeah, give them your number, though, because that's just for the books and consultations. Go ahead, Dr. Pat. I don't want them to get it
Open
confused.
Open up the phone lines. 1-800-930-2819. We're taking your calls. We're going to take a short break. We'll be right back, everybody.
You're looking fine tonight, and every guy has got you here.
Like the branches of a tree, universal knowledge, insight, and wisdom must be weaved together to bring forward to others. If you live in the Western Washington area, you will want to make the trip to Auburn and visit the new Alchemy of the Goddesses Center. Now open and offering healing sessions, classes, crystals, books, oils, and more. Find out more about the center. Visit alchemyofthegoddesses.com. That's alchemyofthegoddesses.com.
Healing has a ripple effect. One person's healing affects everyone around them. This is where the power of sharing our stories can be so important. Tune in to Playing on the Edge Radio with Megan Edge each month on Transformation Talk Radio as Megan provides you with ways of sustaining radical and powerful changes in your life. Enact the power of radical change. To find out more about Megan Edge, visit her website at meganedge.ca.
Are you ready to embrace your essence and the magic of who you are? Let me, Emily Perkins, hold your hand and walk with you as we go treasure hunting for the gold that lies within you. Tune in to Love Living Radio every second and fourth Wednesday at 7 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information, visit LoveLivingHolistics.com.
If you have a sense that you are meant for more, join Heather Allison every third Tuesday at noon Pacific as she explores an ancient, forgotten energy within us and helps us access our original archetypal blueprint. The Golden Path will help you remember the key to unlocking your life, love, success, and magic you were meant for. A key to unlocking your Golden Path. Visit heather-allison.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
The truth is funny. Shift happens with Colette Marie Steffen is excited to welcome Karen Benton as a monthly guest host. Tune in on the third Wednesday of each month at 8 a.m. Pacific time to regain confidence and trust in your capacity to create change in your life, your health, your family, and your well-being. Karen Benton is a mother, nurse practitioner, certified body talk practitioner, Franklin Method instructor, and owner of Limitless Living LLC. For more information about Karen, visit KarenBenton.com.
Surely one life's little mystery.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. Welcome back. For more information about me, go to thedrpatshow.com or transformationtalkradio.com. Facebook, The Dr. Pat Show. Twitter, The Dr. Pat Show. Instagram, The Dr. Pat Show. That was brilliant. Whoever set that up, Jessica. And for those of you that are had been asking us about the upcoming show we are getting ready to do with Dr. Darvish, it is called Health Hit Radio. Health Hit Radio, and we are putting that process in the works. The other thing I want to mention to everybody, we've got a couple of really cool things happening. But one is, yes, you heard me talk about Dr. Darvish, and she is, by the way, and Holistique Medical Center. They are setting up the first IV bar in Washington State. And what that means is you can be able, you'll be able to step in, get a B12, get a Myers, get a glutathione, whatever that is, all of those minerals, those supplements, all of those good things that build your immune system. And of course, she is the first in Washington State, but these particular venues are available like everywhere. The other thing that you all should know about, and I think it's so very important to mention to all of you, is that, yes, Benny, I don't think you even knew this, but Laura Barton, Laura of Source Light Integrations, is in town. She is going to be doing an event tonight in Fife at the DACA Barn, 7 p.m. And it's going to go from 7 p.m. to 8:30. She is driving up from Oregon. And so that's the DACA Barn in Fife, and that's on 54th Avenue. Go ahead and Google it, and you're going to be able to connect with her in person. Today, we have Sue Storm, the Angel Lady, in the house. Today, we're talking about soaring. You know, how do we soar? When do we soar? What does soaring feel like? And, you know, what does that mean for us? If you've read any of Sue's books, whether it's The Remedies for Life, Love, and Prosperity, Angel First Aid, or whether it's the, you know, RX for Success, whatever you've read, in these books, it not only connects you with the angels, but also tells you what your part is. What are you here to do? As I said before, we are taking your calls for live call-in readings or to get to know your angels or any of the above, all of the above, 1-800-930-2819. If you want to find out about Sue, go to theangellady.net.
That's theangellady.net.
Yep. And for those of you out there, yes, I did get your question about past radio shows. And yes, Jessica's going to be working with Sue to put those up on her website. Absolutely. We're going to make sure that happens. Sue, we're talking about what it means to soar. What does soaring look like from your perspective?
Okay.
And let's talk about what that means as we manifest in this outside world.
Okay. So soaring to me means that feeling of fulfillment, that feeling of happiness, that feeling of joy, that feeling that you've manifested your dreams, that what you want is there, that you're high on life, you know, because things are going so well for you. So Evelyn is the angel of manifesting. Everyone has a dream. Everyone knows what they want, that if they had all the money, all the power, all the happiness in the world, what would they do? Would you be an artist? Would you be a talk show host? What would you want to do? And the angels are there to help you. Again, we talked about the three angels that are there for your life's purpose. So your life's purpose, when it's fulfilled, gives you such a feeling of satisfaction, such a feeling of, aha, this was a good day. And that's what I'm looking for. I'm looking for ways to help people really turn around, really feel the joy in life. Is that a good enough explanation?
I totally get it. Well, I think part of this, too, is, you know, this is very subjective. I think that is what I have found over time. And what I mean by it is that, you know, what I see as prosperity and abundance and success today isn't the way I viewed it 20 years ago at all. And certainly wasn't what I reviewed, what I saw it as when I was younger. And so I think we're in this ever-changing cycle of ourselves, our lives, the development of who we are and what we do. But the one thing that I think is very clear is that most people want some level of change in their life. There's something in their life that they absolutely want either more of, less of, they want to do differently. There's something in there. It could be something as simple as, you know, being able to cook a really inexpensive dinner for the family. Or it could be being at the top of a professional speaker bureau, right? And as a matter of fact, you have a story in one of your books, I think, about this, you know, calling angels on duty. So there are many ways that angels show up to help us. And, you know, you have been working with people for decades on this and helping them. But prosperity is the cornerstone for the energy of this year. And it comes from this idea of this being a ginormous energy of expansion, growth, wisdom, education, and mentoring. So how have you seen prosperity show up through other people you're working with?
Okay. Well, and again, it's very specific to the person, but what I've seen is people who are in an everyday job, you know, they go to their job every day, they need the money, that kind of thing. And they're always saying to me, I just wish my goal is to be a coach, a life coach. My goal is to do self-help. My goal is to, you know, travel, and I haven't been able to. So that's what this year is all about. It's about expanding, not just going to your everyday job that you don't like. Some people love their job, but not most that I talk to. If they do, they don't call. Anyway, and just finding that level of achievement, that level of joy, like we were talking about. I'm trying to think of a specific episode. There was one lady who was riding down the escalator, actually, at Barnes & Noble, and she looked to the right, and a book fell off the shelf. And she thought, wow, that's interesting. So she went over and picked up the book, and it was my book. And, of course, she bought it and called. And through the last few years, I've been able to help her husband get the job that he's always wanted, change from the one he had, help her with her children, get them through high school, get them, now they're ready to go to college, handle that type of thing. It's just about what isn't going right and how do you turn it around? How do you change it? How do the angels help you change it? And what we do, Dr. Pat, is we get right into what's wrong. That's what's different. You can go to a therapist and they can work with you for a long period of time, and I'm not saying not to do that. But with the angels, we know exactly what's wrong. We know exactly what to turn around. Another young man called because he was in a fog. He said, I wake up in the morning and I'm in a fog. So we got right in there. We found out what the fog is. We found out why he's in this fog. We've turned it around. And we do that through remedies, through what I call the FO hold, through different things that we do, through little exercises, and now no fog. He wakes up, he's got energy, he's ready to go to into a new project that he wants to do. He's making algorithms for something I don't understand. That's not my field. But he's happy, and I'm happy, and it's just, what isn't right? I take people from point A to point B. One time I was talking to the president of McDonald's. He's not the president anymore, and he said, what do you do? And I said, I take people from point A to point B as quickly and easily and efficiently as I can get them there. And that's what I do.
Yeah, and, you know, part of this, too, is loving how the angels step up and look at this. You know, one of the things that I was struck by is, you know, you call these miracle stories throughout your books. You know, you reference the miracle aspect of this. And the reason that I love them, because they are miracle aspects, are because you're describing people that are in the depth and breadth of a situation where they don't see there's a likely positive outcome, right? They're in the situation. Things are not turning out the way they want. Everything from legal things where people are just not able to reconcile them, or they just can't get off the dime about imagination, about a lifetime where, you know, they were out of. I was remembering one story in RX for Success, where there was a woman that had been out of work for 2 years due to downsizing. Everything fell through. And then there's Benny and me, and we are in the Angel First Aid book Remedies. So we're going to take a short break. When we come back, we're going to talk about some of these stories. But more importantly, the thing I'm learning is, what happens when I'm not talking to my angels? Oh, boy.
Ooh.
What's that? What is happening here?
And when I'm not talking to my angels, things aren't so good.
Oh, I don't want to be you.
Yeah.
I don't want to be you. Yeah. I don't want to be you, Sue, if you're not talking to me. I think Benny and me, Benny, right? We could get away with a little bit of this, like not talking to our angels because we're not that plugged in. But I would not want to be Sue Storm and be called the angel lady and not be talking to angels. When we come back, we're going to talk about when do the angels talk to us and we are just not listening. We just do not have our iPod turned on. We don't have the volume up. We are just not listening. What is that about? Do you know, I think there are more songs that have been named that have the title angel in it in our history than any other word. But I can't say for sure, Benny. I don't know that. I'm just guessing. We'll be right back.
Darcy Pariso is your connection to spirit, energy, and healing. You can meet Darcy in person at upcoming events throughout Seattle. Do you have questions about your animal companions, yourself, or do you desire to communicate with loved ones on the other side? Darcy will connect you and get answers. Darcy can also work with energy healing to help you and your animal companions feel more balanced and recharged. Visit darcypariso.com/events.
High frequency healing for an amazing life with Source Light Radio. Join host Laura Barton each month on Transformation Talk Radio as she explores Source Light integration, a unique spectrum of energy, light, and frequency. Experience instantaneous healing and amazing shifts in consciousness with Source Light Integrations Radio. For more information on Laura and her work, visit sourcelightintegrations.com.
What is a brilliant culture, and how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough 5-step process to help you align your culture with your business strategy for exceptional results. Looking for a culture that drives organizational excellence? Listen to Cultural Brilliance Radio, the second and fourth Friday of each month at 10 a.m. Pacific and 1 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit culturalbrilliance.com.
Have you ever heard of the 90-10 rule? It goes like this. 90% of the time, no one is thinking of you. 90% of the time, everyone's thinking about themselves. And if you think of it like that, it takes the weight off, because now you're not being judged. I'm Megan Edge. I'd love for you to join me on Playing on the Edge Radio, Radical Change with Ease, with my co-host Dr. Pat on Transformation Radio FM.
A word of caution. If you prefer the status quo and you are not interested in improving every aspect of your life, this book will trigger the shift out of you. The Truth is Funny, Shift Happens is available now. Author Colette Steffen brings the powerful knowledge and life-changing energy and empowerment from the radio airwaves to the pages of her new book. To get your copy in paperback or ebook, visit thetruthisfunny.com today.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone, guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
There's no need to take a stand, for it was I who chose to start. I see no need to take me home. I'm old enough to face the
Juice Newton. Benny, remember when we did that interview with Juice?
Oh, yes, of course.
I know.
She was amazing.
Like, one of my favorite all-time songs. And we did it with what's his name, Arthur Young's family, because he had just passed away. And he was Juice Newton's songwriter for, like, decades. And Benny knows that one of my favorite all-time songs, like, on the planet, is a song she did called The Sweetest Thing. Beautiful song. Juice, still glad you're out there, girl. So is Sue Storm, the Angel Lady. We are taking your calls. I know we are. I know. 1-800-930-2819. I got a couple of callers that couldn't hang on. Please call back. We're going to pop you right in here. 1-800-930-2819. Look, Sue, this is a journey. When we say yes to stuff in our lives, right? Something gets triggered, and not everything is peachy keen easy. I mean, I look at my life and I can't tell you how many angels I've had in my life. And a lot of them have been two-legged. And the reason that I bring it up is because I got a couple of, I don't know what they're called, book agent people. And they heard the show, and they heard the one show, Benny, I think I did, where I was talking about my life, my childhood, my mom committing suicide, you know, being homeless at 17, all of that, right? And I didn't spend a whole lot of time talking about it, but the show was about the angels in my life that showed up, Sue.
Wow.
So, like, yeah. So, like, when I was homeless, that little short period of time, it was short, thank God. Thank the angels. There was a neon light flashing on the opposite side of Route 22 in New Jersey. And I was, you know, I was there and I happened to see it. And for some reason, it's like the movie from Psycho, you know, that Psycho movie where the hotel's like, right. It was like that. It was like, but it must have had a short in it, like a, like it caused it to almost flash, but in an electricity kind of way, like a weird broken way. And it got my attention. And I was compelled to just go over there, no money. I had applied for a job at the phone company. Didn't know if I was going to get it. I wasn't in my home. Now, and this is like, you don't have cell phones, you don't have smartphones, right?
Right.
And I pull into the Greenbrook Motel, folks. That's what it was, if you want to know. And I literally begged this guy. And I said, I don't have any money. I know that I will get a job. I don't want to go back to New York City and beg for money on the streets and live in the Y. And I said, can you give me a room for 2 weeks? Because I know I'm going to get a job with the phone company. I know it. I know it. I call them every day and I know it. And I call them from a payphone. That's how old I am, folks. Hello. like it was a quarter. And the guy just looked at me and honestly, my hair was like wrapped and geez, like crazy stuff, right? And I started to walk away and because he had turned his back. So, you know, when somebody turns his back on you, you're thinking like, get out of here, right? And he said, where are you going? And I said, well, I need a place to sleep. I don't want to go back to my drug deal and friends. And he had a key in his hand. And the man gave me a room for 2 weeks. Mm. Yeah. And I had a phone in the room. And I could call Doris Stoner every day and ask her if I was getting that mailroom job at Bell Labs. And I didn't have money for food, but it was interesting because he started to put out these candy bars. I paid him back every dime. I did get the job. Right?
Right.
But this is the power of angels. Let's go to the phones, Mr. Benny.
Yeah, we'll take Bree calling in from Boston, Massachusetts. Hi, Bree.
Bree, how are you?
Hi.
Bree. Boston, are you guys snowed in again?
We are. We got like 2 feet. But we're making our way out of it.
I know you are. I love Boston. I'm an East Coast girl myself. How can we help you today? Thank you for calling in. First of all, do you know who your angels are, or can we give them to you first?
Absolutely. Give them to me. I don't know who they are.
Okay.
Go ahead, Sue.
All right. We're ready to go. Your archangel is Gabriel. Gabriel is the energy or the angel of energy for you is what he's saying. It's the angel for communication, messages, arts, invention. And he's telling me you're very creative. You're bright. He just said, this lady's bright. Well, good. Maybe there's light and smart around you. Okay. And then your next angel is Rachel, the angel of inspiration, and that makes you an inspiring soul to those who are around you. And your money angel is Timothy. Timothy is the angel of good fortune. For you, it's manifesting and good fortune.
All right. Now, I know you've got a question, Bree.
In a room
the question? Yeah, go for it. Go for it.
Okay. My husband and I have just embarked on a new business venture. And I just, you know, maybe this is more than we can handle sort of in a couple of minutes, but just want to know if we're heading in the right direction. I really want some guidance as to putting it all together. It's starting to take off, but it still needs a lot of work just on the business organization end. And so, yeah, I'm just looking for some guidance as to moving forward with it.
Okay. This is more involved than I can do on a mini little thing. So can I give you a gift certificate? And hold on.
Whoa.
Yes. Yeah.
Wow. See, that's why we love Sue. That's it. Because she's been, I don't know if you know this, Bree, but I started the show in 2003. And it wasn't called this show. It's called Crust Busting Your Way to an Awesome Life. And Sue Storm has been with our listening audience for all that time.
Wow.
I know.
Because I do know. Believe that it's probably much more involved, but
I know. So Sue, how does Bree get the gift certificate?
Okay, sure. You can call me at 800-323-1790. 800-323-1790. And we'll just set it up. And I can help you because it feels like there's a lot of loose ends, a lot of things that haven't come together yet. But it will, the endeavor will work, and it'll work out. But we got to pull those loose ends in.
All right.
Okay.
Did you get that phone number?
Good enough. I did. I got it.
You're going to be amazed. Hey, would you mind after you have your chat with Sue, think about us and call in or just shoot me an email at info@thedrpatshow.com just so I can connect with you and just see how amazing this turns out for you.
Absolutely, I will. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
I have to tell you, the angel just sent down a word, rich. You're going to get rich. Whoa.
Oh. That's wonderful.
Let's get this session going.
Yeah, Bree, I love what you said. It's been a long time coming. And I love that you brought this up. This is, let me say this. We've been developing something for 15 years, and we didn't know what we've been developing. I'm not a broadcast person. I'm really not a radio person. I don't have a degree in journalism or whatever you're supposed to have. I don't. I had a passion for reaching 1 million people. We did that in our first year, helping them live life full out. And so our audience is just like you, the most amazing people on the planet. But one of the things that we did is we asked all of you and we asked our hosts what they wanted and what they wanted more of. And they gave us a list about 10 years ago. And we started to build it then. But we've been going at this for years. And finally, this year, it is all coming together. I mean, years of technology. But one of the things that I didn't know, because I'm not really in broadcasting, is that what we do and how we do it technologically isn't really done in broadcasting media. And the question that I would ask Sue around what you're doing, Sue, sometimes we don't know what it is we're really doing or building, but to have a level of faith and trust, and for me, I have a great team of people, how important is that going to be for Bree?
I keep hearing the word courage. Just have the courage to do what your vision demands, is the word they're using, and go for it.
That absolutely resonates, because really quickly I could tell you this much. My husband was in a business for many, many, many years, starting when he was 11 years old. And the guy was like, oh, you're like my son. You're going to get this business. 30 years later, I'm done. You got 3 weeks. You're gone. Wait, what about the business you promised me? And so I said, honey, this is all you know. You know, now at 41 years old, my husband, what am I going to do with my life, right? This is all you know. Let's go do this. So we're chasing it, and we're doing it, and it's happening. But, you know, again, we're looking for the guidance and make sure that we're doing everything we need to do everything right.
So I want to tell you, too, like, Jonathan is the angel of business. Jonathan, J-O-N-A-T-H-A-N. Jonathan is the angel of business.
Okay. And so when you talk about courage, it was that piece. It's just, let's be courageous enough to take the bull by the horns and go out there and just do this. You know how to do this. And I know business. So both of us together, we can do this. And it's happening. And it's really amazing. And it feels so good. But again, looking for the guidance and any help and any information. You know, two heads are better than one, three heads are better than three, you know, two, and so forth. But courage is the absolute operative word in so much of everything we've accomplished in only, you know, just the last couple of months.
I want you to know that business is actually my specialty. The IRS knows me as a business consultant. That's my specialty. So I will definitely be able to help you. And we're going to do what the show is all about, soar with the angels. we're going to get you on your feet, get that business going. I want to say one more thing, and the other listeners might hear want to hear this too. I want you to say after me, I invoke the law of restoration.
I invoke the law of restoration.
That which has been taken from me and my husband.
That which has been taken from me and my husband.
Will be restored tenfold.
Will be restored tenfold.
Right. Mm. That's going to turn things around, and it's going to come back in a different way, but it's definitely going to come back to you. Your angels are flying it back to you.
Oh, wonderful. That's so cool. Very, very cool.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you. Thank you, Bree. Thank you. Thank you. And I stay warm up there, okay?
Thanks so much.
Awesome. We're going to actually skip the break. So anybody else out there, 1-800-930-2819. 1-800-930-2819. I want to talk about a couple of remedies.
Okay.
Because you have a book about remedies. And I think we would kind of be remiss if we don't talk about the remedies that Benny and I used. And, you know, one of them, on the cover of your book, it's like Angel First Aid, RX for Success, Climb the Steps of Success. I love that. I love that. But let's talk about this because, you know, back in the day, Sue, when we were in a, what do we want to call the economic situation? Right. I don't think you and I felt the economic situation for a variety of reasons. I know for us, what we did is we decided to grow in smack dab in the middle of everything. Right. In 08 and 09, we decided to launch a network, Transformation Radio, and two channels out of that network. One is Transformation Talk Radio, our empowerment channel. And then the other one was our Conscious Business channel. What do you want to say as we're looking at some of the remedies you presented in the book to have us tap into our very specific and unique?
Okay. Well, that one that we just talked about, I invoke the law of restoration. That's really good because there are people who have lost. I mean, Dr. Pat, you lost things. And it doesn't only have to be something material or financial, it just restores. It restores what needs to be restored. And it's not something you have to say over and over again. It's something you only have to say once. So I like that one a lot. And another one is I invoke the law of increase. So if you want to increase, and again, that's something you just have to say once. Let's increase our income. Let's increase our ability to manifest. That's another one. And again, these are simple and easy. Of course, it's always important to use the affirmation, angels raise my vibrations an octave. That's a musical octave. That's always a good one. And then another one is, I am a mighty money magnet. We know that one. And being strong and powerful when you say it. Another one is, there's just so many that are coming to me. Another one is to obsess on the word plenty. Most of us did not grow up with plenty. We grew up with lack, not enough, maybe just enough, that kind of thing. But obsess on the word plenty. Plenty of time, plenty of money, plenty of joy. Sing it, plenty, plenty, plenty. Sing it, say it, write it, and watch it happen. These are some of the little remedies that... again, are simple, but turn things around.
I absolutely love what we're talking about, but I want to ask you, what are some of the challenges that you've seen people have to really step into the realm of success? You know, one of the things that comes to mind, and I know we've talked about this a lot, but one of the things that comes to mind is, even though we know angels exist, we just don't use them.
You know, one of the things is people don't trust their angels, or they don't trust the voice. They think that, you know, they poo-poo it, or they think it's not really them, or they don't listen, that type of thing. If you're asking your angels for help, and you hear something go for it. They're telling you, especially, this is how you recognize it, if you get a good feeling. An angel message always comes with a good feeling, like an aha or an oh, yeah, always comes with a good feeling. So talk to your angels just like they're your friends. Ask them for help and get that good feeling. Let's trust it. That's what it is, Dr. Pat. We don't trust ourselves. Sometimes we feel like we're, this is one of the things that I noticed. Sometimes people are really good at healing others, giving others advice, doing things for others, but they just can't do it for themselves. And so I make sure that everybody gets taken care of, no matter who it is.
Wow. For those of you out there, I'm not sure if we have a few minutes left, but we might. 1-800-930-2819. 1-800-930-2819. So I want to ask you a couple of other questions.
Okay.
One is, we're talking about success, but we're also talking about other things. Let's give folks an idea of what some of the angels are, especially, especially as we're looking at some specific things. So let's take a look at some of the angels and what they do. What angels do we want to call in for business?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear. For what?
For business.
Oh, for business. Sure, absolutely. George is the angel of success. Jonathan is the angel of business. Loretta is the angel of new enterprise. Evelyn is the angel of manifesting. So there's a host of them. And, you know, for some reason, Solomon is coming to mind. He's raising his hand here. Solomon is the angel of security. And with your business, you need security. It's emotional security, financial security, safety. Security is important, too.
Look, it. Big year, lots of angels, lots of energy.
And let me hold you to that, Pat. Sorry, I got to cut you off. We have one last caller that's sneaking in right now. So
let's do it, Benny.
Gretchen from Auburn. Hi, Gretchen. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Gretchen.
Oh, hi. Oh, thank you. I was just wondering, I asked the angels to have my vibration go higher, and I was wondering if it's working for me and what angels are coming through right now to give me a message.
Okay. Did I hear her? She's asking her angels for a message. Is that what I heard?
Yes, and to see if my vibration is going higher.
Oh, yes, yes. And keep saying angels raise my vibrations an octave. Yes, it is going higher. You know, just think of a soaring with the angels. Just think of what that would be like, what that would feel like, and move up. You're right at a place where you're kind of right at the edge of going to the next level of spiritual growth. So soar with the angels, ask them for help, call for a session if you'd like. We haven't talked about the Dr. Pat special, but I have a Dr. Pat special, half price on the second session. So go ahead and let your angels help you soar. You've
got wonderful. It. Is there an angel that's saying anything right now?
Actually, Lorena, the angel of divine grace. And she said, it's the grace within you that makes you so special. Oh, there's your message.
That's the message.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much.
Awesome. Let's rock on. Hey, Sue, thank you for today. And again, what is the special? What did you put together for folks?
Okay, so the Dr. Pat special is you pay for 1 half hour and you get the second half hour free. So really you get an hour for the price of a half hour of my time. And it's you'll feel energized, you'll get information, it'll just be a really unique experience. And my website is theangellady.net, phone number 800-323-1790. How's that?
I love it. And for those of you, if you've missed any part of this, we are going to be putting Sue's shows up on our site. Yes, because you're now texting me since I mentioned she's been with us 15 years. You want to hear the shows. Well, Sue, got to give Jessica a call. We got to get that going, right? For those of you out there, here's what I want to say. All of Sue's archives are right on transformationtalkradio.com. And you did hear me right. On April 1st, we will be launching our fully integrated smart app about all things possible. Possibility rules. It is our player app. Yep, you did hear me right, everybody. Sue Storm, the Angel Lady. Thank you, Sue. Thank you, Benny. And don't forget, Mike Murphy, Unfiltered, coming up right now on your cable radio station as well as Transformation Talk Radio right now. We'll see you.
The preceding audio was via a Skype call.